This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You don't need to become harsh. You don't need to become hard. Because Allah says in the Quran, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. It is because of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you were lenient with them or upon them. You were kind to them. You were soft with them. Allah says that is the mercy of Allah. When you're soft with people, when you're kind to them, when you're lenient with them, it's a sign of the mercy of Allah upon you. And Allah says, if you were hard-hearted, if you were harsh and hard-hearted, they would have dispersed from around you. They wouldn't have listened to you. You have people who don't want to hear a message of doom. They want to be told, you know, with a pat on the back, don't worry, you're doing well, but you can do better. It's a way of speaking. Don't worry, you're doing well. Each one of us has a struggle. We are all trying. I said it this morning at another university, and to be honest, I live by it. I know there are struggles, myself included. We are all struggling to earn the pleasure of Allah and to improve. No matter what level I am upon or you are upon, every one of us knows we are trying to become better people as the days pass. So much so that if I were to ask you today, how many of you read 5 salah a day? I'm sure I would see most of the hands, I hope. And if I were to ask you how many of us read Salatul Tahajjud, for example, I would see slightly less hands. But in your heart, you know, I want to get there someday. And by the mercy of Allah, He sometimes inflicts you with something that makes you get up for tahajjud. Do you know why? He just wants you to taste the sweetness of it. How many of us have had a difficulty that led us to this late night prayer, early morning prayer, in a way that we tasted its sweetness. Even after the problem was gone, we still get up once in a while and we love pleasing Allah in that way. The prayer that no one's watching, that's a gift of Allah. So we all have our struggles, the sisters perhaps, with all the peer pressure, perhaps the environmental pressure, in whatever way it is. You know, everything that's happening around us, the environment. Sometimes it's difficult even to dress appropriately. You know your struggles. And therefore you know that you'd like to improve this and you'd like to improve that. And perhaps I believe firmly that every one of us improves as time passes. And wherever we falter and drop, we turn back to Allah. Imagine someone coming to you and say, you know what, you're not worth it. You're still going to hell. That's it. Can you feel it burning?